Hi, I'm Amanda Wild here with Felix Bunnell, who is a historian and producer and friend of KUOW. You've produced some pieces here as well, like this Not Just In. So what is the Swing Years place in Seattle radio history?
Well, it's number one. It's one of the longest surviving radio shows in the history of the city, going back, you know, if radio goes back about almost 100 years, right, to about 1920, 1921. What's that, 96 years? I can never do math when I have a microphone in front of me.
Yeah, that's close to 100 years, really.
So Swing Years has been on the air for about half the time there's been radio in Seattle. I don't know any other show on radio or TV or anything that's been on as half of the length of the medium's been around. That's pretty crazy. I teach a class at the UW called Community and Media because I believe I have sort of these, maybe fantasy beliefs about what radio can do, particularly to build community. People listening to the same thing at the same time, a live radio broadcast, especially if you're in the same city where you have the same weather, maybe you're stuck in the same traffic, or you're seeing the same sunset. It's different hearing a person on the radio who's experiencing that with you and knowing at the same time that there's hundreds or thousands of other people also experiencing the same thing. You can't replicate that when you don't have a live radio show. I mean, it really hasn't changed in almost 100 years. And you take the magic of someone who's articulate and can tell you a story, entertain you with music or, you know, sketches or whatever, and do that live for you and the other people in your community. Nothing has ever beat that as a way of tying people together. So I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of live local radio. A lot of the other stations are automated. They're essentially an iPod or an MP3 player that someone has programmed and hooked to a transmitter. I like live local radio. I grew up in the Northwest. I like hearing live local people who you have the chance of bumping into on the street, right? You know, sometimes you might see you out at the grocery store or something.
Yeah.
Can't do that with most of these syndicated shows or podcasts. You know, podcasts are interesting, right, because they've opened up the world of audio entertainment and audio journalism and storytelling to an infinite number of people, right? But a podcast is recorded and then put on a shelf, and you come and get it whenever you want. And yeah, that's convenient if the story's not timely or if it's not about your neck of the woods. But, I mean, I'm repeating myself too much, but there's nothing replaces live, local, especially curated radio. I love the Swing Years. I mean, I can't pretend I'm not deeply saddened by the fact the show's going off the air after almost 50 years. That's crazy.
It sounds to me like Swing Years is one of the few live local programs that we've had on the weekends here in Seattle at this time. Is that right?
You know, there are the big music stations that have live people on the weekday drive time, morning and afternoon. I think those stations, I'd be shocked if those stations had anybody live in the studio on a Saturday night. There's something wrong about that. I mean, radio is supposed to be, it's supposed to play a community function, a function as community glue. It's supposed to bring people together, right? Because it's not just it's not like an appliance you turn on like a dehumidifier or even a TV, which TV is, you know, TV is a different animal than radio. And I like TV, but I love radio because it's so intimate. I mean, hearing your voice coming out of the radio when I'm, you know, doing my dishes on Saturday night or cleaning up or whatever, or any skillful live radio broadcaster, there's no substitute for that. It's because you just feel like you're connected to something bigger than yourself.
Is there anything else you want to say?
I'm really proud of what you've done with Swing Years in the years since Cynthia passed away. I think those were big shoes to step into that nobody could have filled. I don't know of anybody else in the community who could have stepped in and done it for as many years as you have. I know you're really appreciated, and a lot of people are going to be sad on Saturday, March 2nd, when they turn on their radio, and you should feel proud of what you were able to do with Swing Years and the years you were stewarding it, because it's a big responsibility. It wasn't just a shift. It was a community institution that needed somebody who cared about it, and that's who you were.
Well, thank you. I think one thing we want to let listeners know is that this show was quite popular, and it kept getting rediscovered generation after generation, and I've heard from so many kids that grew up listening to the show. They've had it on their whole lives. If you grew up in Seattle and you are under 49 years old, you may be one of those people.
Yeah, I remember stumbling across what I think the birth certificate for Swing Years. It's a Seattle Times clipping from January 6th or January 7th, 1968, where it said, hey, this weekend KUOW is expanding to weekend broadcasting. KUOW in the old days, 49 years ago, was just Monday through Friday when the students were there. When they expanded to weekend programming, the flagship program was Swing Years, and it lasted more than 49 years. That's nuts. In a good way.
Yeah, in a good way. Where do you see radio going in the future?
I think smart radio stations will have live local programming that listeners can connect with real time. For local radio to survive, local radio needs to be as ambitious as national radio is in its local coverage and its local programming. And it doesn't just mean news. It means culture. It means being a venue for the kinds of, you know, local culture and interesting culture that otherwise commercial media can't make any money on, right? This public radio stations make money because people care about the programming. Local people care about the local programs. And the smart local stations that will survive and thrive on whatever appliance. It might not be a radio. It'll be some kind of appliance that lets people connect and hear stuff that's important to them in their zip code or their area code or their climate, right? Because, again, we're all Americans and we love to know what's going on all around the country. Don't get me wrong. But our lives happen in this community where we live. And that's the stuff that's really important. And that's where local radio can just elevate and illuminate and do so much cool stuff when it's in the right hands. The combination on Swing Ears, where you get 55 minutes of music and you talking about the songs and the artists and, you know, why it's important and kind of weaving this narrative, then you get that hourly update to know that everything hasn't gone to hell around the world. You get like kind of, this is going on in D.C. and this is going on and here's the latest earthquake in, you know, some distant country. And that's sort of a way that kind of roots it in reality. And I like that. I love that combination of music and news. Now, the weekend has a different rhythm than the weekdays. And so, and, you know, clever programming kind of meets people where they are and provides what they need. And you can't, obviously you can't please everybody, right? It's all, there's subjectivity in everything I've said and everything any radio station does. But when you find that nice balance and that nice mix and the right people to do it, I mean, everybody wins.
Thanks, Felix.
Thank you. Thanks for all your hard work over the last 14 years. This is a sad thing, but I'm happy for you.